I have the pleasure of being joined today by Ms. Lois Quam, Executive Director of the U.S. Global Health Initiative. In this position, Lois oversees U.S. interagency efforts to improve health around the world, particularly in HIV, TB, malaria, and maternal child health. And in this position, she reports directly to the Secretary of State on those efforts. Before joining the State Department, Lois was a senior executive at United Health Group. In 2006, she was named by Fortune magazine as one of America's 50 most powerful women. And we're delighted that she's with us today to talk about the Global Health Initiative and how it is meeting the broader health needs of women and girls. Welcome, Lois.
Well, Suzanne, I'm just delighted to be here at CSIS.
So why don't we get started talking about the launch of the Global Health Initiative and why the first principle of GHI is women, girls, and gender equality. Can you explain that?
Well, women and girls matter. And we know that when we invest in the health of women and girls, we see results that affect entire families, villages, cities, countries, the world. So we invest in women and girls not only because too often they've been neglected, but also because when we invest in women and girls, it makes a huge difference.
And how has this new approach on women, girls, and gender equality affected U.S. global health policy thus far, and what goals do you hope to meet?
Well, I'd like to give you a couple examples as a way of looking at that. One of the things we found at the beginning of this administration was that we had really wonderful global health programs. Going back to the work that CDC has done for 65 years, or USAID's done for 50 years, and then the impressive work that President Bush's administration did in HIV and malaria and other areas. But that what it meant for a mother, for example, is that she had to travel to different places to get shots for her kids, to get care if she was expecting, to get care if she had, like so many women in Africa, exposed to HIV and AIDS, or malaria. And so with a couple of young children in tow, we were really asking mothers to really overcome some significant obstacles by going to one clinic for this and one clinic for that. So by linking clinics together, what that means is that we're more likely to defeat AIDS and move to an AIDS-free generation, and we're more likely to save mothers and children because a woman can go someplace and get services together. So for example, we're combining the work we do in Southern Africa around the prevention of transmission of AIDS from a mother to her unborn child with the kind of prenatal care that a woman needs to stay healthy, and then really making sure that women have the opportunity to deliver in a facility where someone can help her, because we know if she does, she's more likely to survive that most dangerous day in her life.
You recently had the opportunity to travel to a few GHI countries. I'm interested to hear about those trips, what broad observations you had, and how, from your firsthand experience, you've seen this principle being implemented on the ground.
When I travel, I always come back with great hope and a recognition of how far we have to go. My most recent trip was to Uganda, and I was in the rural areas on the Ugandan-Congo border. And it was very exciting to see there the integration of our services around malaria with our services for pregnant women. It was exciting to see mothers bringing in their toddlers for shots, and if they were expecting, being able to get care for themselves. But I also saw things that said we've got a long way to go. I recently visited the Mulago Hospital in Kampala. On average, about one woman dies a day in labor and delivery in that hospital. Bleeding to death, a tragedy that could be avoided. And so we have a lot of work to do to better integrate the services and provide better focus, because no nation can stand on its own feet if their mothers can't deliver safely. So I come back inspired by what we've done and inspired by the challenge that we have ahead.
Thank you, Lois. This has been a great conversation. And interested listeners can hear more from Lois by going to www.smartglobalhealth.org or csis.org. There you can find a full video of her keynote speech today at CSIS on how GHI is meeting the broader needs of women and girls. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Suzanne.